I mean, communication is key in everything. Or talking over somebody else while they're talking. That's not communication, right?
And when you have a clear head, you're able to focus a lot better.
Put the phone down.
But they
don't even know each other's color of eyes anymore. Do you know my color, the color of my eyes?
Yeah, brown.
Yo, it's your boy, LJ Chaplin, with Lady Caesar, bringing to you Chilling with the Chaplains, where we deep dive, giving you practical concepts in ministry, business, relationship, and personal development, so we can take control of our life. Let's go.
Welcome to Chilling with the Chaplains. I'm LJ with the one and only, my lovely wife, Lady Caesarship in the building. You know we're about that vibe each and every week. You know what I'm saying? You know we're about that vibe each and every week. And so we just thank you for tuning in to Chilling with the Chaplains.
Yes. Another installment,
another episode. We are excited each week that goes by. We are learning, we are growing. And so today we just want to continue the series Think Differently. And today we want to talk about how to nourish relationships. Regardless if it's business, personal, marriage, whatever, you trying to date somebody, business relationships, personal relationships, we want to think differently with our relationships. We want to learn how to nourish better relationships. We want to learn how to connect with people so that we foster the right relationships, because it's all about fostering the right relationships so that we don't get into the wrong relationship and people take advantage of us, and you know, then we want to blame the other person. And so we want to think differently with our relationship and when, before going into the relationship, what to expect. And so I love this because I read an article about a mystery donor. A mystery donor. He gave $19 million
to want. I want that mystery donor to come my way. Hello.
He donated $19 million just to have lunch with Warren Buffett.
That was not a donor.
A mystery. It was like a.
No. He paid to sit with.
Yes, to sit with Warren Buffett.
So that was not mystery at all. He just wanted to have a seat with
Warren Buffett.
And he was willing to pay that amount of money.
And so just think about that. He was willing to pay $19 million to sit down. Sit down with Warren Buffett. But that's something to tell you, because he knew
the value
of sitting with Warren Buffett. And that's the thing I don't want to go over your head. Because he knew the value, and he was willing to pay $19 million to sit down with him. And
I wonder what kind of dinner or lunch that was. My God, okay?
Yeah, basically it was all about business, because you never know what's gonna come out of that lunch. Maybe a business deal.
Yeah.
Maybe he's going to be able to work with him. But he spun $19 million. And a lot of times, we don't want to invest in relationships. We don't want to invest in ourselves.
Yes. Before we continue, actually, let's just point this question to you, because you came up with this topic.
Yes.
How do you invest in your relationships?
How do I invest in my relationships? Like even right now, because like I said, I am an introvert, and I'm learning to be a better and expressing myself with connecting with people. And so in my community right now, what I'm doing, how I'm doing, is connecting with people. So, you know, we have different questions and people have questions. So what I do is, because I do have some skill sets, I do have knowledge, I do have some experiences that I've gone through, that I can help people out. And so when they have a question, I share my knowledge, my expertise.
But that's just the community. I'm talking generally speaking. How is your relationships going? Business, personal, you know, because I feel like we have to start at grassroots levels, you know. Yes. What I mean? Because, you know, nurturing relationships, we can say all these points that we're going to mention, but I think the main thing is how nurturing a business entails keeping the communication channels open.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If somebody says something to you, you respond.
Yes.
Right? If they don't say anything, you also reach out, because relationships are two ways. They are not one way.
Yes, yes.
You know, send that phone call, send that text message every now and then, just checking on you. It doesn't have to be like a long question or whatever. So that's why I'm posing a question to you, because I know that you have challenges when it comes to that, and you want to share it with the audience, right? How are you doing in that area?
Well, one thing, like I said, we discussed a lot of times, start with one friend at a time. And this is one way how I'm doing it. I am reaching out in the community. That's my start, because I am an introvert. So I'd rather be by myself. And so this is a start, because nobody can see me. So mm-hmm. I can share my thoughts, my
ideas.
But
what about old relationships? Can't you nurture that?
Yes.
Why are you going ahead to work on but new relationships
right
where
now,
you still have old relationships that you have not nurtured?
Because sometimes you gotta look in the season where you at.
Mm-hmm.
And so right now, this is the season where I'm at. Right now, I'm trying to build relationships that would be a win-win situation for both people.
Mm.
So I'm not looking to nourish a relationship if it's not a win-win situation.
Mm.
And so a lot of times we gotta learn. And I just had a post out. You know, sometimes you outgrow
mm-hmm.
your circle, and that's. Yes. And that's okay.
And that's okay. And I think that's why I'm also asking that question, because some people feel like you have to always keep friends. Some friends are just not worth keeping.
And not worth keeping, exactly.
You know, some family members are even not worth being
And not worth being around.
Because, you know, you find that you've outgrown them. You can't even have a decent conversation with them without them bringing any toxicity. Into the relationship. You feel that their friend has nothing, doesn't have fresh energy or anything positive to say about you, themselves, even, or other people, then that's not somebody you want to hang around with.
Yes.
Because what you focus on grows.
And they might not be on your level no more.
Mm.
And so,
doesn't have to be materialistic.
Materialistic,
it can be just
yes.
Even
mental level.
Spiritual level.
Yes. Mm. And so, you know, and so by nourishing these new relationships, by building and connecting and fostering new relationships, I made it be better. And then people are able to see me for who I am. They see me as this person that has value. Mm. Because a lot of times, you know, your friends, your family members, a lot of times, and I like this because it's even in the scripture, a lot of times people that you know, your friends, your family, a lot of times they don't see you worthy.
They don't see the value.
They don't see the value in you. Why? Because they are comfortable in you. They know you. They know your mistakes.
They know they have access to
you. They have access to you. Mm. So a lot of times they don't see the value. And even Jesus said it. Jesus said in his word that, you know, I don't even have honor in my own home. Why? And so, you know, but he have honor when he go out there and minister and talk to other people, because they don't know him.
But you know, but as we go into our first point, which is go in with a clear head and right mindset, you know, the sad part is that people do overlook people, because nowadays, especially because they weigh people according to materialistic
values. Yes.
And if you don't have the material things that they feel you should have for them to honor you, then you're not worth their circle.
Mm.
You know, and that's a very sad one.
Yes.
And it's just not only within family and friends, it's with just people in general in business. So nurturing relationships nowadays is very tricky.
It's very tricky.
Mm. Although, yes, our point says go in with a clear mind and mindset, but also open your eyes, because some people
yes.
want to be close to you because they see a benefit out of you, not because they genuinely want to be with you.
Exactly. And that's why, you know, you want to go into a relationship with no judgment, with that clear head, not for you not not going in, you being the individuals that going in with that motive, mm-hmm. with that mindset, you know, but you make sure you going in with the right mindset, with a clear head, mm-hmm. and then keeping your eyes open. And when you have a clear head, you're able to focus a lot better.
Yeah.
You know, because there's no clutter and the blindness is not covering your eyes to see.
But you, with your explanation, you're telling me now you're going into that relationship as well looking for something.
No.
Can't you just have platonic relationships without us trying to look for something in people? Just have a pure, genuine relationship.
Basically, you want to go in a relationship with no judgment. That's basically what I mean. No judgment.
Just break that down a bit.
You want to make sure you go in with no. You're going in with not. You, like I said, platonic. You're going in platonic. You're going in to meet the individual for who they are, mm-hmm. and not what you can get from them.
Okay.
And that's what I mean when I said going with a clear head. You're going into a relationship to meet an individual.
Not because you're after something.
Yeah, not because you're after something. Not because I'm a materialist.
Well,
exactly.
And not just the taker.
And not just the taker. You know.
Excellent.
Yes, yes. So
as we move into point number two, it's saying be real and be you.
Be you.
And this is just me. It's so hard for me to be somebody that I'm not.
Yes.
Hence, you know, to roll back when we...
And we have some figure till you make it, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm for that statement, though. But, yes. Okay, not fake it, but faith it until you make it. Because I do affirmations, and affirmations are basically saying faking it. You know, mm-hmm. visualizations is saying dream, daydream and fake it. But to a certain extent, of
yes.
course, you know,
yes.
not in fooling yourself of reality as well.
Yes.
Or, you know, I don't want to raise this person, but I will. Being in around people that really don't want to be around you. Kind
yes,
of situation.
Yes.
So we had an incident in the family where we didn't RSVP for a wedding. Forgot being black, or we just overlooked it because it wasn't in the invitation.
In the invitation.
And
it was just a flyer.
And we got turned back at the wedding of a family member, close family member. And for me, when that happened and I was told that I can't be there, and I'm thinking, is this really happening?
Mm.
I can expect it from an outside person.
Yes.
From somebody who we're not related to, from somebody who, you know, we will not connect with probably in the future. Nothing will connect us. These people, we are connected
blood,
you know, for life.
For life.
We will meet in the future.
Yes.
Are you going to allow one incident of a wedding that you have control over now be the one that ruins our relationship for life?
Mm.
If we were the kind of people who are not forgiving, that could easily happen.
We could have easily left. And like, you know what? They don't want to see it. Oh, well. It's
and
okay.
Not honor any of the family gatherings ever again that they involved in.
Yeah. And some people does that.
Some people do that. And I kind of not blame that. And I thank God for being Christian, because that is what grounded us on that day. And that's what held us back from leaving when we were told to leave. When somebody came in, when the family to say, no, you can't leave your family. But what held us back was that, you know, the Christian principles is that, you know, do unto others what you want them to do to you. If we just say F it and we leave, you know, how is it going to look to other family members who don't know the whole scenario?
Yes.
You know, but having said that, things like that hurt hard.
Hard.
You know.
When you're from another culture too.
Exactly.
And you're not used to that.
Right. For me, it stung so bad.
It's like a culture shock.
Not even. It's rejection.
Rejection, yes.
And I think talking about this topic and having gone through that last weekend, it makes me, you know, realize that, honest to God, you nurture relationships that you needed in.
Yes, that's
because because you want to be you, and you don't want to be somebody else.
You don't want to be fake.
You're trying to,
yeah,
to
you don't want to be fake. Yeah.
If people decide
you're trying to please people.
Right, and if people decide to overlook you because they don't see any value in you yet, and not
keyword
knowing
yet.
Where God is taking you, it's just a sad reality that we live in nowadays, that people just keep weighing people but they don't know what God has is in store for them for the future.
And that's what I'm saying, because if it's like that, that means that's the kind of relationship you don't want to be in.
No.
That's the kind of relationship.
Because you've already been told that you're
exactly,
not needed.
You don't want to be a part of. And you want to be in a relationship where you can be yourself.
When you see that you are needed.
Yes, when
not
you need
needed
it.
Per se, but appreciated.
When you can share, when you can express yourself.
Oh, and appreciate it.
And appreciate it, mm-hmm. Yes. So you want to be in a relationship where you can be yourself, you can be authentic, you can be genuine for who you are, and you can feel appreciated, and that you don't have
and seen
that you don't have to hold nothing back. Mm. You know, you don't have to hold nothing back, because and when you're in that relationship, guess what happened? You wanna share more.
Yeah.
You wanna express yourself more, and that's why a lot of time I believe, you know, some introverts, they hold back because they don't feel valued.
They're
afraid of the rejection. They're afraid that they can't be themselves. I know that. That was me. That was, you know, for years and years and years, I was afraid because I didn't feel the value. I didn't feel appreciated. I didn't feel the support from my family and a lot of my friends. I didn't feel it from a lot of people.
It's happening now, Leonard.
Most
people don't, and that just breaks my heart.
Yeah, I agree.
Most of your circle, they don't value
respect me. They don't respect me.
They don't respect you. They don't value you. Because that incident on Saturday was not supposed to happen in the first place.
Mm-hmm. And this
in the first place. I don't care if we did not RSVP. You grab extra chairs and say, this is family. They're here already. We're going to make it work.
We're going to make it work.
You don't approach people and tell them, oh, I'm sorry, you got to leave. What?
Yes.
Strangers, probably.
Yes, yes.
Family?
Yes. And that's why I'm talking about in the first point about sharing my idea in the community. Yo, don't you know how good I feel when people be coming to me and ask me, stranger, how you do?
That's the thing.
That's like, and I want to just share more because you know, and plus I'm talkative once I'm comfortable, and I just want to share more because it makes me feel good and appreciated. I feel appreciated
and appreciated by outsiders versus people who know you. And, you know, who should kind of know your worth.
Mm-hmm.
And my prayer is, Lord, just silence them.
Silence them.
You do things that will blow their minds away and think, that cannot be the chaplains.
Yes.
That cannot be the chaplains. And that's why you find people being so cruel, because they feel like you're not deserving of that. Who are they to judge what you're deserving of and what you're not deserving of?
Yes. And now, hold on. Another thing I want to bring up, another point as well about being you. You know, and another thing too, the reason why I'm saying being you and be real, because people want to see the real you. Maybe not your friends, maybe not the circle that you're in right now.
People are drawn to the real you.
Yes, but people are drawn, they love a good story. People love a good story.
You know, a genuine person.
Yeah, they love to see the real you. They love to see.
Because there's too many duplicates out there.
There's too many people that's faking. There's too many people that, you know, trying to keep with the joke.
Trying to be somebody.
You're seeing all the glamour, but they're not living their best life. Or they're not living their real life, but they showing you just to portray they're doing well, but in reality, they're not.
Yes.
And so people love the real you and a good story.
Yeah.
So that's why I say be you, because people love that. And you have something in you that people like and appreciate. Mm-hmm. And so it's okay to be that individual.
Yeah,
it's okay.
Don't try and fit in.
Don't fit in. Yeah.
God made you to be that different master.
You're fearfully and wonderfully made.
Not just that, but also you made differently for a reason. Because can you imagine if all of us were the same?
Yes.
How boring this world would be.
I agree.
You know, as we move on to our third point, you have to be willing to take a lesser role. You're going to have to explain that.
Mm-hmm.
If need be for the betterment of the business or
relationship or team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of times, you know, and this one I say, you know, is critical to know yourself. And I would say, you know, the best way to know yourself, one of the best ways is to take the assessment, the disassessment.
And we're still offering that.
We're still offering
it. If you want to know more, you can inbox us and it will give you more information. It's a very good test to take, and it will give you clarity on who you are
who you
and
are.
How to handle
your strengths,
and
your weakness, how to handle different relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of times, you know, I'm saying, you know, you have to be willing to take the lesser role, because you can't be this macho person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't be like, oh, I can do all things. Mm-hmm. Oh, I can do it. I can, no, the Bible does say.
Yeah,
the Bible does say you can do
all things.
The
but,
Bible does
but I kind of understand what you're saying and where you're going with this, is that be willing to be... To not always be the boss.
To not always be the boss.
You know,
yes.
Be
yes,
willing to.
Yes.
You know,
thank
just,
you, sweetheart.
You must understand that you can learn from
you
other
can
people.
You can learn from other people.
No matter how, you know, little you might
you
think
might,
they
yes.
are, or they may think they are, but we, you're always a student.
Yes.
You know, as long as you're not up and high in your horse, you will always learn something.
Yes.
You know,
so
be
like,
open to learning
yes.
all the time.
So, like, in a marriage, if one person is great in budgeting and another person not, then the one that's not have to be unwilling to take the lesser role and say, you handle the finances.
Mm.
Or whatever role it may be. Or if you're in business and one might be good in marketing, you know.
So in other words, what I'm getting from you, you're saying be willing to acknowledge your weaknesses.
Yes.
And also thrive in your strengths.
Thrive in your strengths,
mm-hmm.
yes. But in order for you to thrive in your strengths is taking a this assessment.
Right.
So that's why we always encourage you to take the assessment so that you can know
your
weakness,
strengths.
What's
oh.
your strength, and so that you can begin to thrive
mm.
in
it
your
will
strengths.
Also help you to understand your partner's weaknesses.
Yes.
And if you are able to, you know, counteract each other, if that's the right word.
Yes.
Where... You know, they you're both striving in your
and your strength,
and you kind of help each other through the weaknesses.
Through the weaknesses,
it's
yes,
it's gonna be a nice, strong relationship.
Exactly, because maybe your partner focus on the strength. Maybe you're not good in technology, but your partner
right.
is,
and
so
be okay with that.
And be okay with
because
that.
Other people feel like that,
yes.
you know. Then I'm a loser if I allow.
No, you're not a loser.
You're not. It's just it helps to balance
and
out any relationship.
And allowed you to focus.
And that's why they say opposites attract.
Yes, opposites attract. It helps to focus on your thing. Because if you're trying to focus on too much on your weakness, you won't get too much things done because you're gonna spend too much time handling the things that you don't know how to do.
Right.
And so it takes like we use an example with me trying to build the website.
Mm.
It took me 2 months to build a nice functional website. But imagine if I would just allow somebody to do it, you know, that's great in that area instead of me trying to be cheap. Trying to be cheap and build
but, you know, it could be cheap, but it could be also learning a skill.
Learning a skill, yes.
You know,
I was learning.
Even the people who are doing it, they have to start somewhere.
Yeah, start somewhere.
You know, so it depends if you have the
it
time.
It depends on the situation.
And if you have the time. If
and
you don't have the time, don't force
it. Don't force it, yeah. Give it to the person
that,
that's
but building. If you don't have the time and you have the resources and the funds to go ahead and pay for that, then by all means do it, because it will come out much better.
You come out much better than what you're doing.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, fourth point is be clear in communication with goals. I mean, communication is key in
everything.
Relationships.
Marriage.
Well, that's relationships.
Yes.
Especially marriage.
Especially marriage.
And I mean, also just in marriage, I think we spoke about this before, learning each other's love language.
Love language.
Because you could think that you're communicating, but you're communicating the wrong way.
Yes.
Because communication is people talking, right?
Yes.
But there's good communication and there's
bad
communication.
Bad communication.
Because you could
and
be
then,
screaming at each other and you're saying you're communicating.
Yes. And not only...
Or talking over somebody else
no.
while they're talking. That's not communication, right?
Okay. But not only communication, not only verbal.
Of course.
Communication is nonverbal.
Yeah.
And
I
so a lot of times your
the
body.
Nonverbal one is
that and more powerful. It's that's the nonverbal could speak 1,000 words.
Mm-hmm.
Because of how you make your first body language,
yeah.
face expressions,
yeah.
you know.
And I'm so bad with that. I don't hide how I feel. I mean, I'm just, you know, transparent like that.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm sure some of you guys can see that I'm a little tired. Yes, I've had a long, long day.
Long day.
and I don't have that bubbly energy that I usually have when I'm well rested. You can see that as well.
Yes,
it's just me, and I cannot fake it when it comes to that.
Yes.
Or when I'm not too excited about a topic, you can tell. But when I am, you can also tell.
You can tell. Yes.
You know. So for me, that can actually
be a benefit.
No, it's a stumbling block.
It's a stumbling block.
Sometimes you have to fake it, especially in camera.
Yes.
You know, and act happy when you're not. And I just come on camera and I'm just being myself.
Yeah, and that's okay.
Self is not so
important. It's not so. But the beautiful thing is people are seeing your realness.
And that's what I want to portray in this podcast. I want to be me. Like, that's why sometimes I come with, you know, red dress. Sometimes I come with my bald hair. Sometimes I come with my wigs. Because this is who I am, and I'm not going to change it just because I'm in front of the camera.
And to show that we're not perfect.
Nobody is. And we're not trying to be.
Yes. But, you know, just being clear in communication with your goals. I mean, throw out everything.
Mm.
Whatever you're trying to do. Don't have no hindered agenda.
How can two walk together?
Accept, they agree.
And because you could be in a relationship and you're not on the same page.
On the same page.
And that's very dangerous.
Because you didn't communicate. Or you could go into a relationship, want to get married, but you're not on the same page.
Right.
Because you wasn't clear in your communication. So be clear.
But what if you are clear, but the other person wasn't listening? Because that happens a lot. You communicate how you feel. You communicate, but the other person is just over, he does not hear you, because some people have selective listeners.
Yes, and that's why sometimes you might have to rephrase it another way.
Mm.
Sometimes you might have to go
dumb it down.
You might, no, or sometimes you might have to say it again. You know, you might, you know, how you reassure what you just say, you know, so that the person hear you, you know. Mm. But being clear, being open to everything and making sure they hear it. You know, even if you had to repeat yourself with the goals, so that they hear you. And then a lot of times, to be sure that they hear you, it's nice that the individual, and this is communication, the individuals say what you say.
Mm.
So that,
say it back to you.
Say it back to you so that it's clear understanding, so that you hear the individual correctly. And that's what we learned too when we went to the marriage counseling.
Right.
You know, when you speak, I hear it, and then I say it back to you to make sure I heard you correctly.
Mm.
And that's being clear, even with your goals, business, or whatever. You know, when somebody speaks their goals to you, you listen, and then you say it back. Because sometimes when you're listening, it could cross, or you can hear something different, especially if a person is long-winded and they say a lot. You're not going to catch everything. You're not going to catch everything.
He says one line, I come with a whole paragraph.
And this is
says a paragraph, I come with a whole book.
And this is something we learn, because sometimes the person be long, and you're not going to hear everything the person saying.
It gets lost.
Yeah, and so you probably remember something or one thing, and then so a lot of times.
But what about if you're in a case where, you know, because we all be, not even if you are, because we are all becoming. The person that I was when we met is a totally different person than I am right now, and vice versa. So what happens to those goals? Do you keep going back and reevaluating?
Yes, reevaluate the goals.
Because the goals will change.
It will change, yes.
The priorities will change.
Yes, the priority will change, the goals will change, and that's why you want to be clear, have clear communications. Mm-hmm. And always sitting down, meeting, and talking with one another. Dinner, at the table.
Put the phone down,
and talk.
You find most couples are like, they don't even know each other's color of eyes anymore. Do you know the color of my eyes?
Yeah, brown.
But some couples don't, because they all, you know that, because I'm black. Black people have brown eyes, right?
Yes, but most black people are
always
brown.
Looking down and. That's a killer in a relationship.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and it's showing disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're in business, or when you're trying to
build, gonna play it back to you when he has his phone on his face.
Well, when you're trying to build a relationship in business, it's disrespectful to the person you want to connect with.
You know, there are places now that you go to and they say no Wi-Fi, talk to each other. I love that.
Yes.
They don't have Wi-Fi for a reason, because I mean, you're there to go out,
to leave the house.
But you're still on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
So cut the Wi-Fi and just interact.
Yes, and just lay it out. Throw it out there. Don't, nobody can't, like this, nobody's mind readers. Mm. And so you gotta express yourself and be clear with your communications,
yeah.
You know, so that the person who you're trying to build a nervous relationship with, they know where you're coming from,
yeah.
And you can know where they're coming from.
Right.
So, and, cause
and
a lot
I'm
of,
glad you said that part, because it's two ways. It's not
two ways.
One way.
Yes. And so a lot
understand
of times...
Understand each other.
Yes. And a lot of times we get hurt a lot of times because we're not clear about our communications.
Mm.
You know, you just spent... No, they don't.
Mm.
No. If you want to clear, how they
gonna...
They won't know. So, yeah.
Yeah. So lastly, as we close off, it's don't go in with wrong motives. And nowadays people are doing that more often than ever.
Yes.
Where they saying what's in it for me.
Yes, what's in it for me attitude.
And that's a recipe for disaster.
Yes, the
rest in it for me.
Because eventually the person
just like how some people thought I came in for the green card. Hey, excuse me. I'm still here. I am still here. If the relationship ends, prayerfully not. You know, it will definitely not be for the green card because
yes.
I stayed years after.
Yes.
It's so hard to be married to an American.
Yes. We're going to go through it. That's another episode that we...
It's so hard to be married to an American
yes.
as a foreigner. Because people always think that you have ulterior motives. Like, hello, you know, why would I suffer? Probably some people do, but personally, why would I want to be in a relationship where, you know, I'm there just for a piece of paper and still continue to stay in that marriage years later, if that was the intention, you
mm.
know? So this is a sad reality. Give people a chance.
Give people a chance.
Give people a chance. Because
yes.
yes, some people go into a relationship with the wrong motives, but not everyone.
Not everyone. And if you have that me attitude, eventually you're going to get caught. you're going to get caught. You're going to get found out. And you know they're gonna see it. And when you're going into a relationship, you want to go in to add value,
mm-hmm.
and to the next individual. You know, even when you're going to meet somebody for the first time,
yeah.
don't just throw down. Oh, this is what I want from you.
Mm-hmm.
Go down, introducing yourself and
yeah.
seeing how they feel, seeing how
get
their family.
The
get to know the person before you throw down. Oh, this is what I come for. This is what I want. No,
yeah.
get to know them.
But bring something to the table.
Bring something, and then find out.
Because when you bring something to the table,
and do your research,
you will be valued.
You
in
will
the
be
relationship.
Right. Yes.
Don't just get like it's not sexy to be a housewife. You know, look for a side gig. At least, you know, do something that will show that you're bringing value.
Yes.
Yes. Sometimes it could be hard because you're still, you know.
But that's valuable
though,
taking care of the kids.
Yeah,
that's
what I'm saying. Sometimes while you're still at that stage, your kids are still young, take care of the kids. That's different.
Yes.
But once the kids have grown, you still just all you do is
shop.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. You're right.
You know, just for your mindset
yes.
as well.
Yes.
You involve yourself in something that will grow you. Even mentally.
Yeah, and because if anything
happened.
And
I'm not jealous, although I would imagine a housewife right now.
And if anything happened to that spouse, you lost because you didn't learn.
If there was a prenup, because most of these wealthy guys, they will prenup your telling you.
But yeah, you don't want to have the me attitude. And a lot of times, you know, it's always about the me attitude. And sometimes we don't want to even go into and help nobody else that's have a startup. You see they maybe have a need,
mm-hmm.
and you're strong in that area, and you can help an individual to
mm-hmm.
grow and to be better. And at the end of the day, you were able to sit down
mm-hmm.
and learn from them and see how they do things, so that when you're ready to start and ready to get going, guess what? You got some information. You learned something for the individual. So you know whatever it may be, whatever business it may be, sometimes. Do an intern. Sit
mm-hmm.
down and see how you can add value. Okay, you see a need. You see, you know, did your research. You know this individual. Oh, they don't have this, so let me come in. I'm strong in that area, and I can help them in that area. You'll be more blessed when you go in a relationship that way than to
mm-hmm.
say, I want to start this thing, and this is my goal. No, I want to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, yo, how can you help me?
Mm.
You know, I know I can help you, but how can you help me?
Mm.
And so,
even if they don't know how to help you, but it's always just good to come in.
Come in, yes.
You know, thinking that you are there to also
To advise. Because when you go in, like when you go in to help other people, a lot of times you're going to be helped at the same time.
Of course.
How many people?
It's just a principle of the law, of the earth. Yeah.
How many people go into a relationship and they see it and they go in, you know, taking a lesson role as we talk, because they're like, you know what, I can help in the same area. You don't have to pay me anything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going in to add value. Don't you know? And a lot of times we try to go into a relationship when you're small and this person big and you want to go in and 50-50 and you want to go in all that. No, sometimes the best way to do it is when you help somebody that's small. And that's growing so that when that company growing, when that person grow, guess what happened? You grow. You could be the next CFO or CEO or CMO.
Be willing to start small.
And so that you could grow with the company.
Right.
You know, you add a value in your skill set. And then when the company grow, you grow.
Yep.
And then also you could branch off.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I hope we learned a thing or two from that session. I know some of these sessions are so high mental, I don't have the word for it. But anyways, you know, we do get a little serious at times, but on Sundays we do get fun.
Yes, right? We have fun on Sundays. So, and that's what it's about. It's about
balance.
It's about having fun, entertaining, learning, and then on the other episode, it's about educating. It's about giving you information so that you're able to grow, not just entertain you, because we love entertainment.
Yeah.
But I preach the sermon, substance over excitement.
Yeah.
We love to be excited. We love entertainment. But that's only going to take you but so far.
Yeah.
And so you need substance, because no teaching, no revelation.
That's
I'm
true.
Always say that.
Yeah.
And so I would like to say this podcast was sponsored by Nest Opportunity Window.
Yeah.
And so we adult community, we about helping one another to where we are able to grow and express ourselves. And if you feel unappreciated, if you feel unsupportive, you feel, you know, that you can't express yourself, you that introvert, or you just want to grow and network, this community for anyone that want to grow in a particular area, business, relationship, whatever it may be, you just want to grow, you want to connect with people, this community is for you.
Yeah.
We have daily thing, we have challenges, we have monthly webinars, we have quarterly masterminds. We all about growth. We all about connecting with each and every one and bringing people together.
And you can try it out for free
for
7 days.
7 day
and
free
trial. And it's only $9.99.
Yes,
so for more information, you can check on the description box.
Yes.
And having said that, we enjoyed being with you as always. And don't forget to subscribe to our channel. And we thank you for those who have. But you can also follow us personally. You can follow me on Instagram at @ladiesis1 and
At Get Inspired by LJ on Instagram, YouTube, and Fanbase. And you can follow us, Chilling with the Chaplains, on all platforms. And you can listen to the audio version of the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Amazon Music. And please write a review, follow us, and write a review, follow us, and
leave a five star rating.
Yes, leave a five star rating. You know, everything that you do to help us, it helps the channel grow. It helps us to reach more people and continue to strive on YouTube. We are getting close, and like I said, when we get to 1,000 subscribers, we do have a special
he will give it to you because he keeps raising it. And something will come up.
We got something coming up.
Having said that, also we do appreciate each and every one of you guys.
Yes, we appreciate you.
And if there's any topics that you want us to talk about,
please let us know. Yes, let us know.
Until
we love your feedback.
We'll see you next week.
We'll see you next week. Take care.
Bye bye.
Yo, it's your boy LJ Chaplin with Lady Season, bringing to you Chilling with the Chaplains, where we deep dive, giving you practical concepts in ministry, business, relationship, and personal development, so we can take control of our life. Let's go and let's get it started.